Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
So, to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come,
welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. Joining us now is my dear friend and former roommate, Kansas House Majority Whip, Representative Blake Carpenter. Blake, thank you for joining us again. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas, John. Thank you very much for having me on.
No, it's absolutely my pleasure. And you are making a name for yourself, making waves in D.C. on the news circuit, I see. Politico!
I guess they got one of my comments.
I was a little surprised. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the Twitter feed, and here it is, Blake Carpenter in Politico, and oh gosh, what did he do now?
Well, you know, it's just one of those things that sometimes you don't realize that your comment's going to make it onto national media, but it does.
So for those who don't know the story behind it, this was involved Congressman Steve Watkins up in the, is it 2nd District or 3rd District?
I believe it's the 2nd.
Yeah, I think you're right. 2nd District Congressman Steve Watkins, and according to the congressman's office, there was an error in his registration. He filed that he had, on his voter ID, he filed a UPS store on his voter ID. And I guess the papers asked you to comment on it, and as the vice chair of elections, you weighed in on it. And basically, you threw him under the sleigh, so to speak.
Well, I guess you could put it that way. Basically, what I ended up saying to the Topeka Capital Journal, who was the story that broke, or who was the news organization that broke this story, was that, you know, misrepresenting where you live when registering to vote for an election is, I think, clearly perjury. You can't live at a UPS store.
Well, I don't know. I've seen homeless guys living outside them, I don't think that's what he meant.
Maybe they'll let him set up a cot in the back. I don't know. but according to Kansas law, one of the things that is a residence that we have on the books basically is it means that the place adopted by the person as such a person's place of habitation, and to which, whenever such a person is absent, such person has the intention of returning. So if you're going to put a UPS store as your residence, that doesn't coincide with what we have on the books currently under Kansas law as a residence.
I get it. I mean, it's an interesting story. The only thing that's unfortunate is it's another unforced error. You know, and I hate it when you see Republicans, because we give Democrats every opportunity to, they already have reasons to attack us because the press is going to help them. Now here's another unforced error of a, you know, Republican candidate for Congress, and I sure wish they had. This is an easy one. They could have found another reason, or shoot, I mean, just find another address, dude. Go rent an apartment someplace.
Yeah, I mean, just put your parents' address down or something. Even though you're a member of Congress,
yeah,
you know something. But I mean, yeah, UPS store. That's a little hard.
You're in this news again. You're popular, but I guess the Attorney General came out with a decision today, one that I was pleased to see as a supporter of the Convention of States. But an AG decision came out today regarding Kansas's archaic constitutional amendment or a constitutional policy on the Convention of States. Correct.
Yeah, and actually, I believe probably a lot of your listeners listen, you know, to Mark Levin his support for the Convention of States.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that most people don't know about is in the state of Kansas, in our Constitution in 1974, there was an amendment added to it that said you had to have two-thirds of the legislature vote to either ratify a constitutional amendment, a U.S. constitutional amendment, or send a convention of states resolution on, you know, term limits, on balancing the federal budget. And so that means that we had to have 84 votes in the House and 27 votes in the Senate. Well, the question that I posed to the Attorney General was, wait a minute, this power comes from the United States Constitution under Article 5. So can the Kansas Constitution limit the legislature and force us to have those kinds of numbers? Or do we just need the simple majority to pass things like we normally do? And he rendered the opinion that we actually only need a 63-21 vote, which is just a simple majority vote. And it's the House and Senate rules that can pretty much bind the legislature, which are currently in place. But at any point in the future, the legislature could remove, and with a simple vote of 63, they could remove those rules, and then we can pass, you know, a resolution saying, hey, we want congressional term limits. We want a balanced budget at the federal level because we're tired of the federal government not getting their act together, and we need to start fixing Washington, D.C., because it's not going to fix itself. And I think all of your listeners know that.
Yeah, well, this has always been an issue. We're the only state in the union that requires that kind of odd, bizarre majority to pass a convention of states. And I've always thought this was odd. I voted for the convention of states. It's been something we've had the founder of the convention of states movement on the show multiple times. And Mark Levin and I talked about it when he was on the show. This is an issue that's fundamental. And frankly, having to get to that high bar for some arbitrary reason, I think the AG's right. I think he's settled on the reason here being, you know, federal law trumps state law trumps city law, city ordinance. And so why the state of Kansas doesn't have the authority to tell the United States Constitution what to do
Well, the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Right.
And so if we derive our power from that Constitution, even though it is in our state Constitution, 1922, the United States Supreme Court ruled that in this kind of an instance that ultimately if you derive your power from the federal Constitution, then it will override the state Constitution.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring Stephen in here. We'll talk a little bit about criminal justice reform, and then both of you can give us a preview of 2020. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.